you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello, I am Mickey Desai, your host for the Nonprofit Snapcast. And almost fumbled on that one, Maria. It's been a long time since you and I have had a chance to sit down and do a recording. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Busy, just like you.
Busy is the truth. Marie Davis is the executive director of Path to Shine. Marie, tell us a little bit about Path to Shine to begin with.
Well, Path to Shine began 12 years ago as a mission of a lady named Leslie Ann Drake to provide support for children in ways that they really don't have time to get it in school or they don't get it at home. Mm. And so, we're basically a mentor program that provides help with reading and homework on a one-to-one basis.
To any specific population?
Path to Shine welcomes every single child. My big mantra is every child needs a mentor. So they may need them for different reasons, you know, whatever their reason is, we're happy to help them.
Yeah, I agree that mentoring-mentee relationship is kind of critical for developing across all elements of education. But before we get into the specifics here, you told me that there's a fundraiser coming up.
Oh, yes, we have two. Our two biggest fundraisers are back-to-back. Mm-hmm. One is a silent and live auction with a Low Country Boil. Mm-hmm. It's at the Smyrna Community Center. And it's from 5:30 to 8:30, 9 o'clock. And it's $35 a person.
What date is that?
That is September the 17th.
September 17th. I might actually be in town.
That'd be great. Food's always good. And we have lots of great auction items. So if there's anybody out there that wants to showcase their business to about 130 to 150 people, they need to give me a call or go to our website, PathToShine.org, and click on Low Country Boil.
Sure. I love a good silent auction too, and a good country. I mean, you're hitting all my high points here, Maria. It's just, you know, Low Country Boil.
2 weeks later, our national champion Braves, I have 400 tickets to a sold out game. You can only get them on StubHub, and ours are better tickets. Mm-hmm. And you get a really great t-shirt there. It's $39 for a ticket and a t-shirt. So
that's cool. How many of those tickets do you have?
400.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Well, I hope people take advantage of your ability to get them hooked up with some good seats at the Braves game. Who's playing?
It's the Mets, and it's the home game. It's 1:30 on a Sunday, October the 2nd. So
very cool.
Mess up the school kids. They can get up, still go to school tomorrow and watch us whoop the Mets.
Well, let's talk about the fundraising thing for a second. You said these are your two biggest fundraisers of the year. Is it fair to ask you to estimate how much of your annual operating budget those two events raise?
You know, this is my first year with them, so I'm going to say a wild guess. It's only about 30%. Most of our funds come from donors who know about the program and support us online quite a bit. And we also, of course, have just gotten our 501c3 this year. Hmm. So we have a few grants and we're applying for some grants, but the fundraisers are critically important. It just gets people excited about what we're doing and they get a chance to see some things. We, you know, have a rolling screen and show them what we're doing and the Braves games. A few of the kids get to come. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is we can't transport them. So unless their parents can bring them, that's a problem. But we always try to get some of the families there that we work with.
The transportation thing is a major logistical challenge, but I get it. I completely get it. Can I ask how long you've been executive director?
Since last November.
Okay.
So the founder birthed this program. She developed it. And so I'm stepping into some very, very high heels.
Understood. And still, this is your first year. You haven't clocked an entire year with them yet. And yet it sounds like you've done a lot of work with them.
I have, and I have the gray hair to prove it, but it's a wonderful, wonderful time. It's very exciting.
Well, let's go back to program related stuff. What does a mentor actually do?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. Let's go back to what that word means. I always like to tell this when I train mentors. Mm-hmm. The word mentor comes from way back in Homer's Odyssey. And the story is when the king had to go away to fight the Trojan War, he knew that he wasn't going to be gone just a few days. He might be gone 10 years. He might never come back. Mm-hmm. So he searched for someone to raise his son, Telemachus, who, of course, would be king. And he went to his best friend, whose name was Mentor. And that's where the name comes from. And so when you think of a mentor, you think of not just someone who can teach you math, mm-hmm. or someone who can teach you to read. It's someone who inspires you, who gives you ideas about yourself, encourages you, maybe shows you a path that you just can't see for yourself.
That's okay. I get it. So we borrowed the name from the Greeks.
We did.
Okay.
It's come to mean a lot of things, but what it means to me is the most special person in a child's life. Well, aside from parents.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. But there's, you know, people think that a mentoring relationship, people think many different things about what a mentoring relationship means. What does it mean to your kids? How do you, I mean, there's a bunch of questions attached to that. How do you find volunteers? What kind of education does the volunteer get to become a mentor? And what's the relationship with their kid look like once that gets started?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, first of all, let me say that everyone can be a great mentor. You don't need, if you can't read, we'll still put you to work. We want children to have access to people who care about them. And again, our program emphasizes reading and encouraging them to succeed in school. But everyone has something to give. And so the only thing that would keep you from being a mentor is, you know, you've abused a child. And fortunately, that population is very small. So anyone can do this. We need everyone, even if it's just providing snacks for the kids or helping them play ball. Age is not a limit. Unfortunately, it's typically, and I say that very reverently because I'm in the retired age category, but those are the people who have time to give. Uh-huh. So what I'm trying to do and what we really love to do is just say, okay, let's go to some of the high school seniors. They can come and help. Perhaps a college student who needs some credits for working with Kennesaw. We've got programs all the way from Columbus up to Canton, Georgia. We're in Cobb County. So we are looking for people who maybe they can't stay every time, but maybe like you, Mickey, I'm going to get you eventually. You can come and talk to them about what it's like to do a podcast, and we can record it and send it to all of the 13 programs, which we hope by the end of the year is going to be probably 20.
Wow, that's very cool. So I'm looking at your website. You have multiple locations. Does that mean, from a management perspective here, tell me what that means. Are you borrowing space from people? Do you actually rent those locations? What's happening?
The program started out in the Episcopal Church. So a lot of the programs are in Episcopal churches. Some are in Baptist. We've got one in Methodist. What really works great is when it's next to the school, or now we're working to actually go into the schools. We do have one in school in Norcross. In Perry, Georgia, and that one's not active right now, we're in the community center. In Fayetteville, we meet in a mobile home park. And so we can literally put this program anywhere. And let me tell you why. This is very important. This program is so successful because it has a five-year curriculum. We provide the books, we provide the curriculum, we provide the training for the mentors and for the affiliate directors. And literally all they have to do is show up and help these kids. And I'm not taking that lightly. There was so much that goes into that. They sit through a two and a half hour training and a background check. But really, everything's provided for them. And let me also say that twice a year, these children receive free books from Path to Shine. So the churches heretofore have supported that. They will take a program and say, this is our program. But now that we're 501c3, we are looking for ways to expand that and write a grant so that we can literally put this program anywhere. Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about what a mentor does, individualized support for students. any skill set is applicable. Any person can be a mentor. What does it take to get started as a mentor? How do I approach you guys and say, hey, I want to help a kid?
Well, they can go to our website, pathtoshine.org, and click on the how to be a mentor portal, or they can call me. I'm not afraid to give my number out, 404-327-2554. They can email info@pathtoshine.org. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn, Path to Shine, and just go there and show some interest and I will contact you. And we're working to find ways to make the more opportunities for training. Mm-hmm. That's the toughest part for people, is to give up 2 hours in an afternoon. But we're working on that. We're a new model right now. It's the same great foundation, but we are working to get in all the elementary schools in Cobb County and a lot more in DeKalb, because that's where the main interest has been. But I've had people in Dublin call me. I've had people in Milledgeville call me. They've heard about this program and they know that it is very simple to do, and that all the work that, and I, you know, let me say this. I sit on the Mentor Provider Council, that's just part of the National Mentor Program. And part of the problem that mentor programs have is getting started. They have to get the forms. They have to get the legalese done. Mm-hmm. Path to Shine, it's all done. And yeah, we're still working on changing over now that we are Inc. and a 501c3, but we've got all the groundwork and it works extremely well, fifth grade and under.
Okay.
What we focus on. So it's very simple to get started. Just call me. We'll help you. We'll work on it.
Right, right. So I have two questions. You have to wrangle the volunteers who come in the front door as well as direct the organization. I thought that, forgive me, I'm making the presumption, this sounds bad, I'm sure, but how do you do it? How do you do everything, including bringing in the volunteers?
Well, for 6 years, I was director of mentoring in Hall County, Georgia, for a nonprofit named Centerpoint. So I was accustomed to looking for people for 40-something schools for Hall County and Gainesville City Schools. So that really helped me look at a bigger picture for this. And frankly, I'm not there yet. That's why we're doing this, because we've got to get people to hear that they're looking for a way to do something that really, if you're asking them to give an hour to 2 hours a week, it's not that taxing, really. It's hard. Right. But a lot of businesses will say, you know what? We want to get in the community. I know Georgia Power has a huge initiative. I did a sort of a pep rally for Georgia Power to get people to volunteer to do things. And my point is, well, okay, maybe you live in a rural town in Georgia, but you've got an attachment to a church or a civic club. Just call me. We'll figure it out. And, you know, their civic clubs are always looking for something to do. It's not that hard. It really isn't. We've already done all the work. So it's to answer your question, it is very, very tough. So I guess I would ask the audience, whoever's listening, if you've got a venue to have someone come and talk what mentoring, the changes it makes in people's lives, especially children, let me come and speak. Let me do whatever I can do to help you understand that mentoring builds self-esteem, confidence. It encourages attendance and success in school. And it cultivates stability, because you may be the only stable person in a child's life. And we get children who are very stable and straight A students, but maybe they're grieving or through trauma. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so critical. If you can show people that they can make a tremendous difference, then they'll do it. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to throw out some numbers. Do we have time, Mickey?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I'm going to give you some numbers from the National Mentoring Network. And if you want to look this up, go to mentoring.org.
Okay.
So these are not my numbers, but I can tell you, for 6 years in Hall County, and I don't have my Path to Shine numbers because I haven't been there a year, but I can tell you that for 6 years, we did better than the national numbers. And that's coming from the schools who say, this is the difference that these mentors made in the children's lives. But this is the national numbers. 55% of a child who's had a mentor is less likely to skip a day of school. You know why? As if their mentor's coming to see them, they know that mentor's going to say, how was your day at school? And they don't want to disappoint their mentor. 78% of children who have been mentored are likely to volunteer themselves. 90% of them want to be a mentor when they get older. And 130% are more likely to hold a leadership position. They are 81% more likely to participate in an extracurricular activity, 46% less likely to use illegal drugs, 55% are more likely to enroll in higher education, and 27% are less likely to start drinking. So if you tell people that and people say, oh, I can't make a difference, you literally, all you have to do is give your time and be with the child, and you're going to make a difference in their life. Those are pretty stunning statistics, aren't they?
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. It seems like a very low a low barrier to entry way to have a huge impact on not just a child, but on a community.
That is so true. And, you know, in communities, and I like to talk about the poverty and not just poverty, but let's say fatherless syndrome. Those kids even have a tougher time, and you might look at them as underprivileged. I was divorced when my children were 4 and 6, not to talk about me, but their father was not there every day. He loved them. He was with them all he could, but they didn't have a father figure in the home. And so I took my son to Boy Scouts. I got them together every chance they could. Point being, there are so many kids out there that might have plenty of money, but the kids who don't might not get to go to Boy Scouts. And so it just makes a huge difference in a community. And this is free. This is absolutely free to the children. We don't charge the children anything.
One last question related to management of the organization, and then we'll wrap the episode. How do you track your outcomes?
Well, we're going to start doing it differently. This is one thing that I'm doing, is working to establish a memorandum of understanding with every school system where we have a program. Mm-hmm. That wasn't done because it was such a grassroots program. But when you have a memorandum with a school system, they can give you statistics like I got in Hall County, which says this child has, they might tell you what their grades are, but they can say their grades improved. They came to school more. Their behavior improved. They have better peer relations. So right now, we just have to ask the kids and the families and the mentors. But it's going to take a few years, but we're going to have those relationships with the schools where we can get that data hardcore. And we'll have our own statistics, just like the national statistics. It's critical to know that.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
That's a great selling point to people.
Marie, tell me about the fundraisers one more time. And are there other ways that people can help besides mentoring?
Oh, absolutely. So Day at the Braves, October the 2nd, 1:30 game, Truist Park, Braves versus the Mets, last home game. September 17th, auction, live auction, Low Country Boil. Those are $35. The Braves tickets are $39 plus a t-shirt. So they're both really great deals, and we'd love to have you come out. I'd appreciate your support. How else they can have? You can go online to pathtoshine.org. You can choose to buy a set of books for a child, because we give them books twice a year. You can donate books. You can donate tickets to either event. You can just get online and say, I can give $5 a month. I can give $10 a month. The most important way to help us is to say, you know what? I can mentor just during the school year. I can give an hour and a half. It depends on the program. You know, so there's just lots of ways to help. Call me. Right. Call me. I love to hear from anyone who's interested, or if you've got a relative who could do it, or a spouse, or a child who's a senior, junior that can get somewhere and help us. We'd love to have you and just sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about changing a child's life.
Fantastic. Marie, you tell me what that website is again?
Pathtoshine.org.
Excellent. Marie, I always enjoy it when you get to be my guest on the show. Thanks for taking the time this Saturday morning. And I can't wait for the next one.
Thank you so much, Mickey.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.